Welcome back to the News and Views Radio Network, our spring training show. Derek Hanson, Jack Michaels in for Joel Heitkamp, brought to you by Muscatel Subaru, J-Dub Sports Cards and Gaming, and Fargo Post 400. It's a pleasure to have with us two-time World Series champion with the Minnesota Twins. The Twins Hall of Famer, finally. Danny Gladden, you know that. I was pushing for that for a long time, that you deserve that. Congratulations on that, by the way. And how are things going down in Fort Myers?
Well, things are kind of winding down here. We just got maybe about five games left, but gorgeous weather, of course, down here. We got the Toronto Blue Jays in town. And, of course, you know, the big talk down here is still, you know, Byron Buxton, I guess Polanco, Kirloff are going to start the season on the IL. That's kind of a big story. So that kind of opens it up for a couple other guys that, you know, we're still trying to get the team together. And I think that they're going to isolate on a few other guys and how this team's going to finally come together the last four or five games here.
Hey, Danny, Jack here, you know, taking you back to your playing days, too, and now as a broadcaster and overseeing these Minnesota Twins. I mean, we had Thad Levine on earlier. Yeah, I get it. It's part of the thing. You don't want to, you know, break camp and have guys nursing injuries. You got to make sure they're 100% healthy. Did you ever, in your playing days, Dan, you know, break camp where maybe you weren't feeling 100%, but you were rocking and rolling, ready to go?
Well, I was using spring training to kind of get into shape. You know, back then, these guys today, they come into camp ready to go. Not that, you know, we didn't come into camp, but it was a little bit longer and there was more of a conditioning program here. You know, I think that once this game starts, the season starts, you're always going to play with some aches and pains some way. You just got to be able to, you know, make sure it's not an injury. And that if it is a little nagging something, that you can, you know, play through it without making it worse or exaggerating the injury. But, you know, it's tough right now because you do want to go north with everybody that's healthy and ready to go. And don't forget, the season normally starts in cold weather. So if you got a little type of an injury here, it's better off maybe to stay down here in the warm weather and get it right, because you play in the cold weather like that, anything can pop up.
You're a little old school. I'm curious, with everyone that's been watching baseball down in spring training, you know, I wasn't big on the clock as far as you know, having the batter get in and the pitch clock and all that. And, of course, all the rule changes as far as the shift. It's just like, well, try to hit it where they ain't then. What's your take on it as a guy who's, you know, kind of a traditional baseball guy?
Well, I think that, you know, I'm on board for the pitch clock. I think that's going to – it speeds the game up. To me, there's a better tempo with the game. And to me, what I've noticed right away is that they get the ball, they throw the ball, the hitter gets in the batter's box, and he's ready to hit. You're not seeing these four and five pitch at bats. Guys are looking to swing the bat early in counts, and I think that the ball's being put in play. You know, the shift part of it, you can still look out there and see that the shortstop or the second baseman is playing near the bag at second, and they'll bring either the first baseman off first or the third baseman will play at the shortstop position. So, you know, you look at it through the eyes, there is still somewhat of a shift, but that's the normal look, I think, over the years that the people were familiar seeing. I just think that, you know, you're going to learn to be able to play with it. The pitch clock, to me, is probably the bigger thing. The bases, to me, are a no factor. I think it's silly that Major League Baseball is instructing teams to run more. They want more action on the bases. And, you know, if I don't have the personnel to run to try to steal bases, then, you know, I don't think Major League Baseball can force me as an organization to have to try to run. I think it's up to the personnel that you have on the field if you're on. I do like it. I think that the bases aren't the reason why people are going to start stealing more. I just think that they want more action, and I think that you're seeing it down here in spring training.
Dan Gladden would thrive in anyone, but he would thrive in this day and age, too, obviously, too. You're hearing from Dan Gladden, and Dan getting ready for ball today for the Minnesota Twins. We don't have Dan long. And from the category, Dan, of the far too early for an answer, but at least we can project a little bit. In terms of identity, Dan, what you're seeing there in Fort Myers, what you're seeing in spring training, if you were to project with everything being even, meaning let's say they stay healthy, you know, pretty much, let's say they stay relatively healthy, the type of team that maybe you're starting to see or want to see this year's Minnesota Twins and what the fans can maybe expect overall from this group?
Well, I think, first of all, it starts out on the mound. I think any good team, you have to have the horses out on the mound. I think that Rocco has made a point to his starting pitchers that they wanted to go a little bit deeper in ball games, where we've seen in the past with with Archer and Bundy. They were four-inning guys, and it blows your bullpen up. And I think being able to go six innings, and now all of a sudden they're talking about being able to face the lineup for the third time, whereas before the analytics took over and really kind of, you know, controlled the game as to which pitcher could go third time through the lineup and who couldn't. I think that Rocco Zian asked these guys to be able to do that. It's going to protect your bullpen. It's going to make your bullpen a little bit stronger. With the starting staff, I think the bullpen is one of the big strengths with this club right now. I really do.
What's your take? I mean, if they announce an opening day starter, is it Joe Ryan? Where do you think they're going to go with that?
They haven't, but I think that you could have multiple guys. If you consider the opener in Kansas City, I think that, you know, they're going to map it out to where we got three in Kansas City with a day off. We got three in Miami, and then we come home. So you can kind of map it out as to whoever opens up or pitches the second game most likely is going to be the home opener. Is that a big deal? I think Joe Ryan opened up last year, and I think that, you know, he's the future on this staff. So do you want to run into the Brad Radke's, you know, nine opening day starts in his career? So I'm not sure if you want to go that route, but I just think that they want to be able to have, you can go Sonny Gray, you can go Pablo Lopez, I think would be a good choice too. So they've got options there, and they've got real good options as to who's going to be the opener.
We'd be remiss having Dan on for the brief time we have him on today. This is our spring training show brought to you by Muscatel Subaru, J-Dub Sports Cards and Gaming, and Fargo Post 400 Baseball. Jack Michaels and Derek Hanson in for Joel. Dan, you came to the Twins in 87. Everybody knows the magic of 87 and 91 and all those caravans. I'm sure you're asked this, but I'll ask it this way from the fans. When did you know in 87 or start getting a feel that something special was happening? And when was the feeling in 91 maybe, Dan? Just that feeling in the clubhouse that, we got a shot here.
Well, I think both teams were really kind of a different type of players in that 87. You know, I don't think that they brought in about seven or eight players from the National League. And there was kind of a mix of National League players. And you already had the core guys in Gaetti and Gagne and Viola, Herbeck, you know, Laudner. Those were the core guys. And then bringing in myself and Al Newman, a couple guys, Frazier, the bullpen. You had a mix of National League guys. You know, and we just kind of chugged along. I think we only won maybe 87 maybe 88 games and won the division that year. Whereas in 91, the signing of Jack Morris, the signing of Chili Davis, you know, we went all in right there. And of course, he had, I keep telling the story about, we had a rookie on the team and Chuck Knobloch, and he came from Double A, and it was Tom Kelly that, you know, argued with Andy McPhail to have him on the team. And rookie of the year, I think right away, we started that season 2-7. And I remember an early meeting by TK, which he didn't have many of them. And he just got us together and he said, hey, we're a lot better than what our record indicates. And in 91, I think we rattled off 15 straight wins and then lost in Baltimore and then rattled off another nine wins. So we knew we had a good team from day one when we walked in that clubhouse down here in Fort Myers with Jack Morris, Chili Davis, Scott Erickson. Kevin Tappan, we had some good teams.
Yeah,
we had a real good team.
Yeah, that was a fun one to watch, that is for sure. Well, Dan, enjoy the call today, and obviously looking forward to seeing you down at Target Field here in a couple weeks. Safe travels to you, and we really appreciate you being on.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks,
you
bet. Dan.
Thank you very much. Danny Gladden with us again. You'll hear him all summer long, all throughout the upper Midwest here, and obviously the home base of the News and Views Radio Network, and looking forward to that. Yeah, you know, I do give him a lot of credit, too. Just knowing him a little bit, watching him, he came into this and he just didn't want to be the ex-jock who did, color commentary. He wanted to be a play-by-play guy, too.
And
he's working
on
it. And, you know, and as you know, you still work on it every day, and that's what he's doing. And he certainly takes pride in it. So it's fun to listen to him. And like I said, deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. He's been broadcasting for 20 years, and he's also been, obviously, a two-time world champion, one of the few that were on both teams.
So. And you and I didn't get to our notes. In case we had another trivia question, who knows? Well, I'll give it out now, and someday down the line we'll probably ask this, and you might be able to win something. But in my notes, I threw out there, too, for those that don't know, Dan Gladden you know, after the championships, 87 and 91, and Major League Baseball had that strike, you know, in the midnight, 94, 95, they went on strike. So he goes over overseas, and he's playing overseas, and he wins a championship. He is one of just, I believe, two players that have won championships in two continents.
Oh, really? So he went over in Japan, too. Kind of interesting.
The other player, Hideki Matsui.
Interesting. That's really interesting. That makes sense, I guess. Well, so, that's a pretty good company to be in if you're a Danny Glatton, that's for sure.
Danny Glatton trivia for you right there.